Welcome to Wrestling the Revenue Podcast, where we educate, enlighten, and encourage how to improve our quality of sleep to grow our business and improve your health and wellness. I am Donetta D. Mooring, certified sleep science coach, certified holistic life coach, author, national editor of the Black Community News, and a speaker. I am pleased to have my special guest, Dr. Juanita McDonald, founder of Rediscover ME Women's Initiative, mental elevation coach, author, speaker, educator, and certified VSP. Welcome, Dr. McDonald, and thank you so much for your time and expertise.
It's a pleasure to be here.
No problem. I am so excited and ready to get started.
Awesome.
What is a certified VSP?
VSP stands for Victim Service Provider for the state of South Carolina. And what we do is we are advocates for victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. And we go through training. You have to go through all this training before you are certified, along with having to have a continued education training yearly throughout the year, 12 credits.
Does that include, verbal abuse? Like, I know a lot of time when you think of domestic violence, people normally associate it with physical.
Yes. In South Carolina, what I'm so proud to know of it, I want to say about year before last, we actually passed a law that spouses can use emotional abuse as a means of part of their divorce proceedings. The only thing about it that I must warn your viewers about is that an individual has to be very intentional about documenting the emotional and verbal abuse. That means we need, you know, she or he will have to keep journals, keep pictures, recordings, anything tangible that can be presented to a judge to show the patterns of emotional and verbal abuse.
Oh, okay. There's something you said, which I'm glad you said it. You said men. And, of course, normally, once again, you know, domestic violence is normally associated with women. Do you know offhand, just based on your state, like, is it a certain percentage of men and you know, women as far as domestic violence?
Based on the report, one in seven men here in South Carolina, one in four women and one in seven men are reported report domestic violence abuse. But one of the amazing things without the statistics, I have a godson that works in one of our local high school. At one particular time, it was very, you know, they were fighting all with trying to change the environment in their school where the men were the aggressors. And he shared with me just a few years ago how that dynamic has shifted to where women have become the aggressors.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Okay, yeah, because normally associated with, you know, gender majority of the time. So that's
absolutely
that's interesting to hear. Okay, all right. Now the next question is, why do you decide to become a community influencer to inspire women and teen girls affected by abuse, trauma, mental health concerns to rediscover the me she strives to be?
To be honest, Donetta, I didn't choose it. It chose me.
Okay. All right.
Now I brand myself as, you know, I'm the woman my mother needed when she endured abuse. And so, and I had, you know, so that you'll better understand, my background is in, finance, mortgage financing. I've did about 12 to 15 years of loan as a loan originator. And, as you know, mortgage crashed 2010 and then it forced me back to school. I was really learning how to, strengthen, you know, my background, for employment and, God seemed fit for something else to manifest, which, you know, at the time I had a lot of college women cornering me after class, asking me specific questions and sort of forced my hand, to, so to speak, because I was so afraid I was giving out the wrong information.
Right.
And, you know, and so a couple of classes led me, you know, like my psychology class, human behavior class, which is my specialty, human behavior. You know, and so once I got into those classes, then I seen the dynamic of how everything kind of pulled together. And it also taught me a lot about what my mother went through. And so that's why I created a very unique program, so to speak, that centers on supporting in an individual through not just being there as that advocate, but I and my training allows me to go a step further.
That's good to hear. And I'm glad you share that, because when you said it didn't find you, and it's ironic, and this is kind of like a flip side of it, that I didn't go through with physical abuse, but I went through a mental, emotional abuse. And the person was like narcissistic to the fifth degree, and he was paranoid. And believe it or not, my daughter was the one who fought for me, because, you know, it's like I was in it and couldn't see how to get out of it. It didn't see it. And what really, really was a wake-up call, I think my granddaughter's maybe 5 years old, she actually said to me, "Grandma, I don't like the way he talked to you." And I'm just like, oh my goodness. So, you know, and it's good to other people around you, because if you isolate it and, you know, you can't see it, then that makes it even more difficult. So, you know, I understand what you meant by that. But like I said, for me, it was kind of the flip side. I didn't see it, but my daughter and my granddaughter seen it more. So, yeah, I'm glad you shared that with me. So thank you for that. Wow. Okay.
If I can add, I don't know your age or anything, but during my time, I'm 56, but growing up with my mother and my family dynamics, you know, it wasn't unusual to see a woman that was abused. Actually, it was the norm. And so I guess you can say I was that woman that said, you know, as a young girl saying, you know, I remember telling my mother, "Hey, the buck stops here. I will not carry that abuse so many women did." And so what I seen during that time growing up was the degree that was the norm, or verbal abuse could have been so normal or normalized at the time, to the point that you would not, you might not have paid attention to the fact that it was creating emotional imbalance within you, because, you know, so it all depends.
Oh my goodness, something, I know this for our listening audience, but that you just don't realize how much it helps me as a person to grow too, because what I just realized is that I was bullied and teased a lot growing up. So now I understand why I couldn't see the verbal abuse, because I was used to it. Even though I didn't see that in my family, and I'm a young 62, so I have no problem telling my age at all. But now I understand, whereas before I didn't. I just didn't get it. I just didn't react to it because I was used to it, as far as the bullying and people saying things and me not responding because of fear and just not knowing what to do. So I'm sure this helped others, because, you know, the physical is always the scene. It's, you know, that's normally the forefront. But the, you know, the emotional and mental abuse is so hidden, and it's, you just don't realize it. So, like I said, I appreciate you sharing it, because that helped me to heal even more, and I'm sure others will too because of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, yes. Now, the next question is, what does lost identity plus lost self-esteem equal lost purpose and direction mean? Of course, this is what you have.
Yes.
I didn't make it up.
You're absolutely correct. But The thing that I learned as I did my internship through our local domestic violence organization called Scavazza, and you know, and as I began, I was given all of this, you know, you have to learn the culture of the organization. And in the midst of breaking down all the dynamics and reading and studying so much about domestic violence and sexual assault, a commonality that I began to see was the fact that, you know, I started out looking at the fact that individuals lose their identity. As women, you know, we lose our identity, we give away our identity, you know, so many different things transform in that. And by the time that we get to the place of where the children are gone, the, you know, the husband might be in his field or are gone, and we're left in this place twiddling our thumbs, is like, what do I do now? Because mm-hmm. I've always been somebody's mom or wife or sister or brother, you know, that caretaker for everyone. And in the midst of it, I lost out on who I am. And so what we fail to realize through all of this is there's a massive dynamic that was created by Kimberly Crenshaw, which she used that the format to show the lack of cultural structure toward the systemic guidelines, which radiate with African American and brown women. And so for us, you can't just put us in a box and say we are, you know, because we don't fall into one dynamic. Yeah. We are multifaceted. And so, but so many times we fail to tap into that. You into that state or that uniqueness of who we are, because we spend so much of our time from youth to young adulthood conforming to societal norms, trying to, you know, peer pressure, so many different factors. And you know, and then at one point in time, you know, we had that fake the funk till you make it and all this stuff, cliches, and you know, and by the time we get to this place, my age, you know, of 50s, 49, 50s, and it's like, well, dog, who am I? And right. So what mm-hmm. we looked at was, you know, when we don't know who we are, we don't know the dynamics of this unique being that we were created to be. And if we go through forms of traumas, and we do, because study also shows that by the time you and I and everyone on the face of the earth reach adulthood, we automatically start out with forms of depression. So mm-hmm. and then you compact all the other stuff on top of it, you know, then it comes out to the factor of lost purpose and direction. We don't know who we are. We don't know what we're supposed to be doing. We are just here. We're just existing. And oh my what gave goodness. Us life is not there anymore. Mm. You know?
Wow. That's like my childhood, because I was so lost. Self-esteem was so low, and my self-esteem was so low. I used to talk about myself, but I didn't want other people to. So, and it was just like, and we said purpose. I didn't know what purpose meant. And it took a long time, but self-development, working on myself. And, you know, as years went on, and like I thought unconditional love meant for somebody else. But I learned it's for me. Because if I don't have unconditional love for myself, then how can I really love anybody else? And my mother used to always say, happiness comes from within. I had no clue what she was talking about. She would say it all the time. I'm like, huh? And finally I learned I'm happy because I choose to be, because I am. It's not because of anybody else, no external forces, because I am. If someone might make me happier, or there's a situation I'm in, or something that's going on, but I'm happy. Period. It doesn't matter what. And so, you know, that's I'm so glad you share that, because sometimes we have to kind of dig deep and kind of step back to really see the bigger picture of what's going on and understand. That's the reason why this happened. And so in that way, it sheds a better light. And I love me, which I've never had before. And you know, and so it's such a joy. It's like, oh my goodness, I'm at this stage in my life. I know who I am, and I do have purpose and direction. So I really appreciate you sharing that.
Yes. Don't feel alone, because all of us, I have probably two hands and a feet, foot.
Right, right. Yes. I agree. Thanks for listening to Wrestling the Revenue Podcast. We're going to take a quick break.
Hey, everybody. It's Alondra Brooks, your host at I Am Becoming Podcast Radio. I Am Becoming is what I would call inspirational gumbo. We will talk about becoming from motivational perspectives. This platform will be an information highway for nuggets from the hair industry business to business in general, motivation. You can catch us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Come out and become with me. I cannot wait to hear from you.
Hello, this is Donetta D. Morin. I want to share with you my new book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. It's a great book that provides guidance, tips, and techniques on how you can become more mindful, gain energy, and become more productive to grow your business. I appreciate you purchasing my book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, Donetta D. Morin, which is DonettaDMorin.com. Thank you for your support. I am Donetta D. Morin, Wrestling the Revenue Podcast, and we have a special guest, Dr. Juanita McDonald. I'm going to continue with the questions. Now, my next question is, why is there a need for a trusted mental change agent for domestic violence, sexual assault, harassment, self-awareness, personal growth, and development?
Oh, you just hit my favorite topic, Donetta.
Okay.
And as you know that we have our Mental Elevation Club room, and I really teach on mental elevation because everything starts and ends with our mind. When you think about it, you can't make a life change unless you first contemplate it and force yourself to make a step. So that starts in your mind. So when you take the dynamics of what a victim or survivor has been through, then you understand that their mind stop at the most intense or severe pain. So our format, and this is where we go back to what I shared earlier, the dynamics of our program is quite unique, is because we concentrate on mapping, so to speak, or teaching you the dynamics of your brain, how it functions, what you need to do and why mindfulness is so important, and how to revert factors that cause you to become stuck. Mm. And so, most of us, this is why I said, it's more than just advocacy here at Rediscover Me Women Initiative. It is teaching the individual the dynamics of who she are, how she thinks, where she comes from, all of these factors, so she can make a very calculated and conscious decision about what she needs, why she needs it, and what has occurred or is occurring in her life. And so those forms of dynamic change really takes a person very deep. It can be very cutting. And so because, you in order to deal with yourself, you got to deal with some other mug that might not even been attached. You might not have created, but it's still within your DNA. So we have to get down into all of that. And so, so starting with the mind means that we are helping you to make life changing factors, such as, what an organization, a company might say, hey, we're going to take you on a 12 step program or 5 step or 4, something similar to that. But we are more so, we're not only introducing you to this change and new word verbiage, but we're also giving you activities to apply. And okay. those forms of activities take you through some personal work. And, right. and it really pulls some stuff out. It really pulls some things out.
That is interesting. And I'm just looking at trusted mental change agent. I like that because when I look at that, I'm just seeing the steps that I actually have went through. And, you know, of course, at the end, personal growth and development. I mean, that's key in order for you to get out of your situation. You have to, you know, start doing things for yourself and not have to worry about what somebody else and trying to take care of other people. You have to deal with yourself first. And so, I mean, and that's like the end result. I mean, that's the transformation in it all is your self-development. So that's really, really crucial. So thank you for that. My goodness, wow. Okay. Do you find that one of the many components of dealing with all these issues is lack of sleep and feeling exhausted when it comes down to domestic violence?
Yes. And I'm gonna to show you the dynamics of this, Donetta, yeah. one of the amazing things is, you know, I have a client who I recently took on about mid-July, something such as that. And she was going through the divorce and there was a lot of issues that were going on. But one of the primary things that she did, I asked her about her coping mechanism. And she said, I don't have any issues, you know. And I'm like, okay, what do you, you know, and I asked her once we got to the part of talking about her patterns, it kind of found out her coping mechanism was that she slept. And normally, from the dynamics of what your program and your organization focus on is the degree of why sleep supposed to restore us. It's supposed yes. to, you know, it helps the body develop these forms of healing mechanisms, right? You know, first yes. thing that you do when you go into the hospital is say, hey, you know, we're going to limit how many people come in here to talk to you. We need you to turn everything
right.
off. We need you to right. rest, right? This yes. is because the body yes. truly can heal itself. But yeah. when you use sleep from the factor that is offset from its natural purpose, then that mm-hmm. is a form of coping mechanism that you have designed to block out all factors,
mm-hmm.
All mental issues, you know, and you hide. And that's exactly what my client was doing. Her thing was to just sleep. And right. when we, you know, and I said that, I asked, are you hiding? And she's like, no. But then when we after we finished breaking everything down and I showed her the patterns and helped her to begin to see, then she was like, so for 40 something years I've hid for myself. I was like, yes, ma'am. You didn't use it for the correct purpose that sleep's supposed to be right. used for. So to answer your question, absolutely. We can use it for, you know, outside of the natural function that it was designed for. You know,
right,
when
right.
our body, so because sometimes we can get to that place where we're tired, you know when you're tired and your
right,
body needs
yes.
to rest and you be restored. But when you find yourself, when something comes up and you need to take a nap before you face a situation or you hope and pray that by the time you go to bed and wake up in the morning that the situation has resolved itself, there's an issue.
Right, right, true. And that's a warning because I'm glad you brought that out because I dealt with that when I was a child, when I was being bullied all the time. Sleep was my friend. That's how I escaped things because when I would sleep, I didn't have to deal with it. I didn't have to feel that. So and I didn't that was the only way for me to cope with it. And so that's along you said that and I didn't even realize that. You know, I'm just thinking, okay, that's my escape, but I was hiding because that was the only that was my way. And I had no other way to deal with that. So that's interesting that you said that and you brought that up. So you just bring them all this past. but that's a good thing because it makes me understand and maybe others who might have gone through it or going through it, or even their children that might be going through it. At least now they can understand if they're sleeping too much or if they're not sleeping at all, or any kind of sudden behaviors, you know, that, you know, is are you avoiding things as opposed to with dealing with it? So I'm so glad that you shared that. It's like, this is this therapy. Okay. So the next question is, what do you teach your clients about being overwhelmed and getting the proper self-care, rest, and sleep?
truthfully, we start out with that because by the time they get with me, you know, they are overwhelmed, they are stressed out to the max. Mm-hmm. So the very first thing that I need to do is exactly the opposite of what I just talked about. I need to get
right.
them to rest. Not
right.
sleep to cope, but I need to get them to fully rest. One of the things, and I don't know if you are familiar with this, you recommend this to your clientele, I mean, your viewing audience or clients, but I stand on, and all of my clients are automatically required to download the CBT-I app, CBT-I app. This app was intentionally designed, or it was uniquely designed by the Department of Veterans Affairs. We start teaching them to begin to meditate or to breathe, to learn how to control their breathing. As I explained to them, the first thing I need to do is get as much oxygen to your brain as possible. As much mm-hmm. oxygen to your brain as possible. Why? Because when this is the thing that we don't that most people don't know, when you are overwhelmed and stressed, and your brain, the dynamics of your brain changes, and to a point it's sort of like swell. You know, have you ever had a temple headache or just a throbbing headache?
Mm-hmm.
That means, you know, what that says is that, you know, your brain is taken over. And so when you look at it, there was a study that was done, and I can't think of the scientist that did this, so please forgive me. But mm-hmm. the study that was done showed the dynamics of the brain. And so an overworked, overstressed brain began to look like craters. You know, you already know we got the little waves in our brain, but,
right,
you know,
right,
this
yeah.
began to look like little round holes, craters inside of your head, your brain.
Mm-hmm.
He blew it up and all of this stuff. But a brain that's not under stress and functioning very in a healthy manner, you know, it has the right dynamics of form. And so, What we do is, again, we show our clients what that looks like. We show them why we need to get the oxygen to the brain. And even down to the client that I shared with you who was using sleeping as a coping mechanism, he and, you know, and all my clients start using this app correctly, getting the right oxygen to their brain, and they are going into that third stage of sleep, that deep, deep sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And they're waking up in the morning refreshed and ready to go, and their energy
That's
level is
great.
Up. And it truly helps with us as we are moving forward with whatever it is that they came to me to work with them on.
That is great. And I do know that it helps with depression and anxiety. So, yes, that is a great tool. And I do appreciate you, you know, recommending that, because all kinds of tools out there, and it's good to have an app, because people, you know, use their cell phones for social media and other things, and it's good to use it for something that's going to benefit you, especially sleep. So thank you for that.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to Rest Leads the Revenue Podcast. We're going to take a quick break.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the SJSLawFirm.com.
Thank you for staying with our special guest, Dr. Juanita McDonald. Dr. McDonald, I appreciate your time and your patience and all your information. Not only you hit, you know, with like a therapy session, but I know it also will help others too. So if you can please share with us how we can contact you and support you.
Thank you so much, Sonetta, for having me.
No problem.
And being able to speak to your your listening audience. Yes, anytime that anyone would like to connect with us and our organization or needs more information based on anything that they have heard, they are welcome to reach out to me through my website, and it's rediscovermewi.org, rediscovermewi.org, that's our website, or you can contact me via phone, which is 803-310-3450, or by email, which is rediscovermewi09@gmail.com.
Great. If anyone would like to reach me, I can be reached at donatta10k.com, and that is spelled D-O-N-A-T-A, the number 10k.com. That's where you can find my website, all my podcast episodes, the services I offer on sleep, health, fitness, and wellness, including all my social media platforms and so much more. Once again, donatta10k.com. Remember, sleep heals.